Hello and welcome to Beyond Boundaries, the Demobi podcast, where we raise awareness for neurodiversity and bring you uplifting positive stories. Today, I'm here with Leron. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you, and you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. So the first thing I wanted to speak to you about is, well, how about you tell the people a bit about yourself for those who don't know you?
So right now I live in New Tenerife, but originally I'm from the Caribbean, British Virgin Islands to be specific. I have a sister that has a mental disability and I've just graduated from Bolton University.
And so I have a question about that now. Graduating with a law degree is remarkable. Can you describe your academic journey and how you managed to excel despite the increased attention and care that your sister would have needed?
So honestly, if you have a life like mine, I would personally say you need two things: patience and time management. If you can be able to master these two things, you should be able to live life perfectly fine with, at the same time, being able to be there for your sister or friend or family, whoever you have in your life that has a mental disability. So I would say the first time when I started university, it was a bit hard trying to get used to it, trying to adjust myself, and while still having to go home. Sometimes I'd have to leave university early because me and my mom, our times would be different. We would never leave our sister home alone. So there's times where I'd have to maybe, like I said, leave early. But same time, when I leave early and I go home, I still be able to do the things that I have to do for my sister. For example, cooking, cleaning, helping her out, dancing with her on the Wii. I still get time to do maybe 100 words a day. If you're doing university, and if there's anyone that's in university, my biggest tip is to do 100 words a day. If you have 3 months to do an assignment, if you really think about it and put 30 days, 30 times 100, that's 3,000. So that's almost 9,000 words within 3 months. That's pretty simple. The most people would get in an assignment is maybe 10,000 words. So it's not that bad if you really think about it. But like I said, the most hardest part about it was just adjusting to university at the beginning. But after a while, once I got my time management and patience right, everything just fit in nicely.
So you mentioned that you moved from the British Virgin Islands. Could you give me some insight into cultural differences that you noticed when you moved here towards your sister's disability, towards you?
So first of all, when my sister was back home, I'm going to be honest, she was getting help, but not as much as she should have been getting. So my sister, she ended up in the same class for about 3 years. They kept her in the same class for 3 years because she wasn't getting the amount of help that she...
As in they held her back?
Yeah, they held her back in the same class. Okay. Yeah. But what they didn't realize, or what I think they did realize, is just that they didn't have the funding and stuff for it, because it's not really a popular thing back home in the Caribbean. This is one thing I'll mention. People with mental health isn't taken as serious as it is in England. And my mother realized that. So when we came here, first thing she got into, college. She would have never been able to go to college back home. I wish she would be able to. I don't want to be negative. And realistically, how I saw how things were going back home when we were there, she would have never made it past high school. I went into primary school with my sister and left primary school before my sister. That hurt me because I know my sister is smart. She just needs the time and patience. But the teachers, the people around us, they weren't doing that.
And how? And you said that you went into primary school with your sister, but you left without her. And that hurt you?
It hurt me really badly because I know she has the potential to get through the classes. It's just that, say for example, the first year when she got held back, the teachers, they would go through the work with the students. Let's say for example, division in maths. And then they would just move on to social studies. My sister, she learns a bit slower. She takes a bit more time. They might take 1 day to learn long division. My sister might take 5 days to learn long division, but what the teachers want is to get through the education faster. So they'll just skip past and then continue on, and my sister will just be left behind and just only have me and my mother to help her.
And you mentioned patience. How do you think your sister's presence has influenced your personal growth in general?
Honestly, from not day one, but when I noticed, I would say I was about 7, 8 years old when I first noticed that my sister wasn't the same as everyone else. She was slightly a bit different. She started like pushing away from everyone. When I saw this, I would say it really motivated me to be able to reach where I am right now in life. Like right now, I'm in a very suitable spot in life, and I wouldn't have been able to reach there if I wasn't motivated to say, right, in my future, I know realistically my mother and my father aren't going to always be there. It's going to be a point in my time where it's just going to be me and my sister, and I need to reach to a certain point in my life where we can be comfortable together. So it's really pushed me to get through university, get through college, get through high school, stay off of the streets. You know, it literally made my life really better.
Can you share any stories that highlight the unique perspective that your sister has?
So there's a pretty recent, like, it's still a cause. Like, my sister, she's really ticklish. So if she was here or she was in the corner somewhere and I was to show, you'd see exactly what I'm talking about. If I try to sneak up on her, she'll know exactly what I'm trying to do. I usually like to, like, poke on her little sides, right, like, right under her stomach. She gives a little jolt.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm at home, anytime she sees me sneaking up behind her or hears me, she'll just, you know.
Yeah.
It's just something that we've been doing from since I was younger. I love to do it. It's just a bonding thing for us.
Yeah. So she's developed a little spidey sense to avoid that. That's funny. So you mentioned that you had to leave uni early sometimes to manage the schedule with your mother. How did that affect your experience through university?
So I'm not gonna lie, I'm a gamer. I like to watch anime. So with those two combined, it means that I like to stay home.
Right.
I'm not really the party going out type of guy, and that's what most university kids are. They're out every weekend. They're out from Thursday to Sunday. They're out. So I won't say it really affected me that much. It would have affected me if I was the going out type of guy, but I'm not really interested in all that. Like I said, I have priorities. Other people, they don't have the life I have. So I literally just lived my life normally. I just stayed home, take care of her. Like, some people might say, oh, it's a disadvantage because you don't go out to see your friend. But if you have understanding friends or friends that has the same situation as you, they'll fully understand and just wait till you're actually ready to be out. I have friends like that. They understand my sister. Sometimes they'll even just, instead of us going out, they'll just come to my house because they know I'm unable to come out. I have to stay home and watch my sister while my mom goes to volunteer or goes to do what she needs to do. So it hasn't affected me as much as some people might think it would do. But like I said, if you know what you're doing, if you have the right time management, if you have patience, if you have the right things that you need in life, you should be able to have a normal life.
So you mentioned that your mom volunteers. So
she does.
What sort of organizations does she work with?
She works with Dimobe. She works with Dimobe.
Is that something that your sister's benefited from because your mother's working with Dimobe?
So there's a girl named Chloe. She's still really close friends. So she met her in her first year in high school. That's one thing that I really appreciated from that high school. It's called Mellon High School. I can't remember where it is. I think it's in Gorton or near there. Really nice high school. She met loads of friends there. Same place, same thing with the same volunteering thing. She's able to play, talk with the kids, you know, be out the house. My sister, she's like me. She's a bit of an introvert. She likes, when you come to my house, if you come to my house, if you ask where Leah is, in her room, where, dancing or singing or watching YouTube. She loves Winx Club, like Pokemon, stuff like that. So, yeah, I would say it has benefited her greatly with friends, more talking, being social, you know, being able to talk more.
So you mentioned that your sister loves to dance and sing. I've recently come across music therapy, and a lot of people say that using music to get through, disability, neurodiversity, to understand perspectives or to work through tough moments can be really beneficial. Is that something that your sister uses to I guess, you know, brave the storm.
Express herself, I would say. Yeah, I would say that, because there is some times where, I think we all do it as well, there's times where she'll have very hype music and she'll be hyped with it. Then there's times where it's kind of like sad but low themed music and she'll just be like just chilled in the corner. My sister, I was even thinking about bringing her to a karaoke place. There's a karaoke place in town, in Chinatown. It's called K2. It's really nice. You get your own little room and everything. But I think it would be a great... I would think it would be really nice going to music therapy. That's actually a really good idea now that you said that to me.
Well, thank you, you know, you can pass it on.
I will do. Thank you.
So you mentioned the fact that your sister was able to go to college in the UK and you don't think that would have been possible back home in the British Virgin Islands. What was the major difference in the stance that they had towards her in education and in care in the UK compared to back home?
So, like I said, remember when I first said about patience and time management? Patience. That's the main thing they had up here with my sister. They were able to sit down, learn about how my sister learns, how fast she learns, what she's good at, what she's not good at, what she likes and what she don't likes. Back home, I didn't see these things back home. I just saw they were just taking a book, putting it in front of her, and then just doing how they would teach the other kids. And then they'd come back the next day and then go on to a different topic, then go on to a different... No. My sister needs to be on the same topic for about a week. There's certain things right now that she's learned in high school, not high school, in primary school because of me and my mom, that she's never forgotten. Just because of the pure fact that we've sat down and teached her for 1 week or longer than how people would up here. But yeah, the patience.
Yeah.
Patience, I loved it.
Okay.
Absolutely loved it.
And if there's anything that you could say for any, to dispel any misconceptions or, you know, prejudgments on people like your sister, what would you tell the public?
Do not underestimate them. There are kids out there that has literal superpowers. You just have to, like I said, patience. If you're able to find what they are good at and develop on what they're good at, you'll be able to strive so far with them. There are kids out there that can... Have you ever seen some of those games where you have to tap from 1 to 100?
And it's
There are kids that can do that in 15 seconds with a mental disability. Let me see you do that with 15 seconds. There are kids out there that you can tell them C minus X squared 600 times whatever, and they'll look down for 3 seconds and tell you the right answer. There are kids out there that can write beautiful poems, do beautiful arts. Let me see you, dude. I can hardly draw a cat.
Yeah.
You know, there are kids out there. Don't underestimate them. Just... Have the patience to find what they're good at.
That's it for today on Beyond Boundaries, the Mobi podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next episode.